You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Pet insurance is a scam. I have been fighting with my pet insurance company for the last year at this point.
Is that right?
Yeah, they just released the finalists for the strangest pet insurance claim of the year.
Okay.
We'll get to that in just a minute.
But yeah.
My insurance that I've had since Lila Bear, my rescue, was 4 months old, dropped me because they auto-charged my credit card every month. The credit card got stolen. I, of course, forgot that that's where it charges. It skipped a month, got declined for the month, and they dropped me. But here's the crazy part. When I went to go redo it, now I'm a quote-unquote new person.
Yeah.
And all of our existing problems, they won't cover anymore.
That's right. Yeah, because if they've got an existing condition, they won't do this. This is exactly what my wife and I have had a debate about, too, because our dogs don't have insurance. We only found out about insurance after one of them screwed up their knee.
Yeah.
So once they had to have a knee operation, they wouldn't cover that. And they won't cover them if the other leg happens after that knee operation. So I always looked at it like it is a scam. But I've had people sitting next to me in the vet's office going, oh, they paid everything for me.
Well, my babysitter said the same thing. She said that she would never have been able to afford all the surgeries her dog had if she didn't have pet insurance, which is why I keep paying every month. But I never see a penny back no matter what.
Wow.
But you can understand why insurances get so, let's say, picky. Because they released Nationwide Insurance, it's strangest ways the pets have injured themselves.
Okay.
Meet Maddie, a bulldog in Virginia that ate a preserved alligator.
I mean, is that really all that shocking?
A taxidermist used toxic chemicals, so the owner had to take her in for that.
Oh, that's so scary.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, think about how rough that must have been going down the throat.
Zaya, a dog in California, came nose to nose with a loose bull while out for a walk.
Oh,
he defended
no.
his owners and lost a tooth when it kicked him.
Wait, just a tooth?
Right.
That dog is batty, man. That is tough right there. You get kicked in the face by a bull and only lose one tooth. I'd leave it open like a badge of honor. Wow, that dog's amazing.
I was just saying, like, if my dog protected me from a bull, I'd be happy to replace its tooth. Hazel, a Great Dane St. Bernard mix from New Jersey, picked a fight with a groundhog and lost. A bite on her paw earned her a trip to the vet.
Oh, no.
You can't mess with groundhogs. They're sneaky. Don't they seem like sneaky animals?
I don't think that I think of them as angry, though, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I guess, though, you get bit by something, you got to get a shot.
Duke, Lab Retriever mix from Ohio, licked some peanut butter off a spatula, ended up swallowing the spatula head. Predictable, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, where's the owner? Pay attention.
Yeah.
All right? Can't have a loose spatula laying around.
History made this past weekend. Trending is powered by T-Mobile. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more. Raven, history was made this past weekend when Jen Powell made history as the first woman to umpire a regular season MLB game.
I saw some photos of that.
She looked incredible, confident all around.
Strong.
Wow, just incredible. The dream actually came true today, and I'm still living in it, and I'm just so grateful to my family, to Major League Baseball for just creating such an amazing work environment.
She was a standout player at Hofstra. She umped many, many, many minor league games.
Many, many, many,
many, many, many of them.
Yeah.
And she continues.
And so, yeah, I always wanted to umpire. Like, I knew I had the bug. I had it in my DNA. Making it a career, when I realized, wow, maybe I could be a major leaguer, then I just went for it, you know. It was pretty amazing when we took the field, and it seemed like quite a few people started clapping and saying my name and stuff. So that was pretty intense and very, very emotional.
There's no other time that you go to a baseball game and you are clapping and applauding for the umpire. I mean, right after they give you a call that you want, but chances are you will vilify them some other time in that game. So that's cool.
Yeah, she also got a Hall of Fame nod, and she donated her game cap after the win, which is really cool.
Yeah,
big day.
History. Yeah.
Also trending, Christie Brinkley. She just became the newest advocate for time limit marriage. She was on Kristen Davis's podcast.
You could get married for like, we'll see if we want to renew it in 5 years. Every 5 years you go, do you want to renew? Yeah. That way, if you don't, you know, if you're getting bored or whatever, you can get out of it without all the lawyers.
Four times she's been married.
I was going to say four times, right?
Yeah, Billy Joel was one of the guys. They still have a good relationship. She was actually just on his documentary talking about the marriage.
She's a bit of a saint. I mean, he was pretty rough.
I mean, when you hear the stories, after four divorces, and one of those guys, remember that super rich guy?
Yes.
He cheated on her with an 18-year-old girl. I should say 18-year-old woman, but still. And do you know how she found out about him cheating?
Somebody told her, right? At an event she was doing the speech for.
She was a speaker at a high school commencement, right? Afterwards, the dad of the girl that was having the affair came up and said, your husband is having an affair with my daughter.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
That's terrible.
I could understand the five-year thing at that point.
Yeah, I could also understand, you know, being married four times. You run into Christie Brinkley, you're going to shoot your shot. I'd say that because she's still an absolutely gorgeous woman. And obviously a very nice person.
But, you know, you hear this all the time. I feel like it was trending not too long ago. We talked about this, Raven. It was trending and somebody had said the exact same thing. There should be five-year renewals on marriage. And it seems so crazy because when you get married, you're supposed to get married for life. Now, obviously, divorce rate in this country is at 50%. So does that always happen? Clearly not.
No.
But I don't know if you want to go into a marriage and thinking, okay, in 5 years, we'll rediscuss whether this is good or not.
Well, it's like free agency. You know, I mean, we went from baseball to this. It's kind of the same thing.
You can follow
that model, right?
Good.
Either that partner you're with can offer you the max or you can get sent off to another team, I guess.
You just get traded in your marriage.
Wow.
It's a 12-hour road trip. You can only listen to one singer. Who are you listening to?
That's a good question.
I don't know why this. I agonized over this. It was a Reddit thread that somebody started, went completely viral, and I heard it, and I was like, oh my gosh. Because I go on a lot of road trips with my family.
Sure.
And we have a lot of different playlists in place. But if you could only listen to one artist, who's it going to be? Because wait till I tell you who the top five are.
Yeah.
They're awful.
Well, they can't be awful. They just won't be for you. That's all. I mean, I've been on lots of road trips, and I did it back in the days where it was only CD. You couldn't stream anything. So, you know, you'd get stuck with one album here or there or whatever. So, I mean, I've got some takes on this one. Who are the top five? They're so awful.
I'm not going to tell you who they are because I'm going to wait till the end because you're going to be like, who answered this Reddit thread? Okay.
All right.
I had a problem with this, Raven,
because
your 12-hour road trip, if I'm by myself, I'm listening to Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And she's number 14 on the list.
Okay.
14.
And you're upset about that?
No, I think it's fine. I think Taylor Swift is either with you or without you. But
she's going to be fine.
But
I'm not sure what that means, but okay.
But if my husband is in the car, he can't listen to 12 hours of Taylor Swift.
No, I wouldn't think so.
No. So I had to start thinking about, well, who is somebody that goes through all the generations that would appeal to everybody? And I started thinking there's really only one artist that my six-year-old loves, my 16-year-old loves, and both me and my husband love.
And it's not Taylor Swift?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Who is it? That would have been my guess. Billy Joel's a great choice.
Right, because when you listen to, we actually just did this on our last road trip. We listened to all his music, which it took us for 6 hours that we were on. And you know, it's hit after hit across every era.
Well, it's not just that. I don't know, doo-wop Joel. I don't know about doo-wop Joel.
Oh, I love that.
You know, here's the thing is Billy Joel, great American songwriter, something for every phase of your life, which is good.
Right.
Anything else? Yeah, that's when you're feeling rebellious. Go after it.
I mean, the fact that my 6-year-old can recite so many lines, and then my 16-year-old just said the other day, oh, this was trending on TikTok. I'm like, it was?
What blew me away at Billy Joel when I went to go see him just recently, it was my first time, and I went with my friend who's gone like, I don't know, 24 times or whatever, is there was 2 teenage girls right next to me.
It's unbelievable.
And they were singing every lyric. It blew me away.
All right, so who's going to be the only artist that you can listen to for 12 hours straight?
I drove all the way across Highway 40. That's from the Carolinas all the way to California, and I did it to Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill. It was literally every different mood that you could get from one artist. And I thought it was awesome, man. I thought it was, look at you, you're shocked. You're shocked.
I can't even believe it.
You're blown away. I love this.
These are the only 2 Alanis Morissette songs I know.
Oh, come on. That is not even close to true. You know the entire Jagged Little Pill album.
I mean, I know this song.
Yes! You know every one of them. Just saw her last summer. She was a beast. A beast.
I am shocked.
No.
Shocked.
So
by
good.
That.
I mean, the only other choice that I would have, Fleetwood Mac would be a great choice too, or Tom Petty. Tom Petty would be a fantastic
Tom Petty
match.
Is number 5 on this
Look
list.
Look at that. You said the top 5 were going to be terrible.
Okay. There's not one person on this top 5 list that I would want to listen to for more than 30 seconds. Number 5, Tom Petty. Number 4, Pink Floyd. Number 3, Chris Cornell.
Oh, Chris Cornell, because then you get the Soundgarden and the Audioslave and the solo stuff. Oh, so good.
Number 2, Paul McCartney. No thanks. And number 1, David Bowie.
Bowie's.
What?
Good choice, but you got it. You got to be feeling the Bowie.
Where's Drake? Oh, he's number 21.
We can leave him off. He's not like us.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
3 news stories. You only get to hear about one. And Raven picks which one it is.
It's an awesome responsibility.
Powered by NHTSA. Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like blind spot intervention come in. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/driver tech. Paid for by NHTSA.
What do you got?
Number 1. Ex-con lottery winner gets tased. Number 2. Bugs are the new puppies in Japan. Number 3, diaper-wearing man allegedly approached people saying, goo goo gaga.
I don't need any part of that.
Nope.
And I'm not into bugs. Let's go with a lottery ex-con taser dude.
Great selection. So, this ex-con, his name is James Farthing. He claimed $167.3 million Powerball jackpot.
Come on.
He gets all that money. He's a career criminal, ex-con, and he showed up at a Florida resort.
So let me just get this straight. This is not somebody that's been arrested like one time and went to jail.
No.
Career criminal states to me that he's been in and out of prison multiple times.
Yes, and now he's won the $167.3 million Powerball jackpot.
I mean, that just tells you, listen, you're on your way to work. It's a Monday. That just tells you that karma's not a real thing. Right? Isn't that what that tells you? Karma's not a real thing. Because if that was the case.
Here's what I know. Life's not fair.
Yeah.
Life is not fair.
That's what I'm saying. That
You're not learning
fair.
It today. You knew that already.
That ain't right.
All right. So he shows up at this Florida resort bar and he's bragging about his money. He walks into the bar, no shirt on, right? And he's going, oh, I'm a millionaire. Oh, I'm a millionaire. And he keeps repeating to everybody, oh, I'm a millionaire.
I'm a millionaire.
So he gets into a fight with another guy who's at the
tired
bar.
Of hearing of it.
Yeah, he's called him a liar.
Yeah.
He said, you're a liar. You're not a millionaire. Like, why you keep bragging? Why you keep saying this? Causes a scuffle, a commotion in the resort bar.
Shenanigans followed. A kerfuffle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Police get called.
Mm-hmm.
Cops show up, and this guy kicks one of the cops in the face, the Powerball winner.
That's not good.
And that didn't go. Here's him getting tased and taken down by police.
Mm. Put your hands behind your back right now. Against the wall. Who else? He kicked me in the face. He's going.
All right. You okay?
Sorry, man.
Save your sorry for later.
Oh, I recognize this lobby. I have stayed at this hotel.
You have?
I've stayed at this hotel.
Imagine a big shirtless Powerball winner being taken down by a cop.
It's amazing.
Save your sorries for later.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, if you win that much money, can you buy yourself out of this ordeal? They did 3 taser darts at the guy.
I mean, he's going to be out. He's been a career criminal anyways, right? He gets to go to jail and brag about his stuff, anyways, too. And he gets out. A guy like that's never going to learn a lesson.
And now you're going to give him $100 million.
$130 million. That's
sorry, man. Save your sorry for later.
It's disgusting.
I mean, that happened.
Yep.
Yep. What was your experience like when you first met your college roommate? Were they awesome? Was it awkward? Do you hate them to this day? Luke, our intern, today's going to be your last day. It's so sad.
I'm very sad.
Okay, so,
bittersweet. Did a good job, though.
Thank
yes,
you.
But you're getting ready to go to college.
I am.
And this is your first semester.
This will be my first semester. I'm very excited.
Okay, so did they already announce who your roommate is going to be?
They did. I am in a quad, so I have three other roommates.
Are you excited about that? Terrified of that? Do you think it's going to be horrendous or
what?
Well,
the room is big, which is nice, but the roommate situation is interesting because I went random, and a lot of my friends did the whole new thing is you go on Instagram and you post your bio and you find roommates through that.
Okay.
But I kind of said screw it and just decided to go random and see who I get. So it should be interesting.
Well, it's funny you bring up the whole Instagram thing because obviously that's a huge thing now. You post your bio, you say this is what I like to do, and then you go and you kind of reach out to people and see if you could find somebody that wants to room with you.
It's lobbying for it. Okay.
I get it. Like, you could find somebody.
Matched interest.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if somebody likes to, they're a partier and you're looking for another partier that's going to go out with you. Or you like a quiet dorm and you want somebody that's the opposite of that. But I do think that there's something interesting about random. Do they make you fill out a questionnaire at all?
So they make you fill out a whole, it took me like 15 minutes to go through it. They have like what time you like to wake up, what time you like to go to bed, anything that could be like preferential that you would think of, they had in that survey.
Yeah, how do you handle this situation, that situation? Yeah. It's like a psych exam, Anna.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and you could be an astronaut after this.
Yeah, hopefully.
So now you've got these three other guys that you're going to live with. Mm-hmm. And you've got your dorm assignment and you're getting ready to move in. Now, have you already reached out to one another?
I've reached out to one and he seems pretty nice. And then one of the other kids we found on Instagram.
Yeah.
And the third one is like MIA.
He doesn't have social media.
We know his student email, but no social media, no anything.
Is he going to be the weirdo? There might be a weirdo.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Did he respond to any emails?
Nope.
Nothing.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
He's just going to be one. He's going to be the dude that just shows up.
We're going to show up and he's going to have like nothing.
It's a fascinating thing because when I went to college, it was a random assign. Same thing. You fill out the questionnaire. And I had the best experience in the world.
Yeah.
My roommate was the opposite of me. And she is one of my very best friends to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And is so smart. And everything that it was the opposite of what I was.
Yeah.
But we clicked so well. The only thing that we had in common is that we were both the children of Italian immigrants. And I wonder if they just saw that. And like, you know, we're both first generation to go to college and whatever. And I wonder if they just saw them and like put these two together. And it was great. So, I mean, it could go good, but it could also not go so great.
Yeah, it could be horrendous.
Right.
Yeah. Good luck.
I've heard some horror stories.
All right, well, we're keeping our fingers crossed for you. But if you've got a roommate, college roommate, what happened? Were they awesome? Were they not great? We want to hear it. 1-800-330-9999. What if you walked into your freshman dorm, never met your roommate before, and they already had gone through your closet to look at your clothes?
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything that you stumble across when your roommate's doing that's unexpected, that's always an eye-opening experience.
That happened to me one year with one of my roommates. I was like, did you go through my clothes? She's like, yeah, I'm going to borrow some. I was like, we just met 13 seconds ago. A lot of students across the country going back to college. And when you first meet your roommate, sometimes it's great and sometimes it's not so great. What happened with you? 1-800-330-9999.
So when I first moved in, she had already moved in before me, and I was weirded out at first because all over her wall, like, I'm not even kidding, there had to have been like 50 pictures of hippos. Her bed sheets were covered in hippos too. She had a hippo blanket, all these hippo stuffed animals. And being a somewhat judgy 18-year-old at the time, my first thought was, this girl is so weird. Like, couldn't they have put me with someone a little more normal? But turns out she actually had a really good personality, just a little quirky, but we're still friends to this day, so glad it worked out.
When adults are obsessed with something like that, it's a little weird for me. I had a girlfriend that was obsessed with ducks.
Yeah.
And it was weird. Listen, ducks are really sweet. And I get it. They got some mannerisms that are sweet. Hippos, not so sweet. But oh, quite
I love hippos. Hippos are one of my favorite animals.
Yeah, very aggressive animal, though. It would definitely kill you if you were to run into a hippo in the wild.
They're fascinating. There's a lot that I could talk about with them, but we're not going to get there right now. What we're going to talk about
is weird, though.
Sometimes when you really like something,
yeah,
or you indicate that you like something, it almost becomes part of your personality and your branding.
I mean, I get that.
There
but
was a period.
She had a wall full of hippopotamus
photos.
I
get it. I liked Marilyn Monroe for a long time. All of a sudden, everybody had to buy me Marilyn stuff. I had Marilyn posters. I had Marilyn wine bottles. I had Marilyn statues. It became like part of who I was.
Right.
And I don't know if I necessarily chose that. There was definitely posters that I had of Marilyn there.
Yeah, but if I may, when you go to college and you set up your room and your whole town and your whole history is not following you, you get to decide which photos you want to put up.
I also put up a picture of Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day next to my bed so I could kiss him every night.
Well, that's weird. But if you chose 72 hippos, I'm just saying, maybe 3 hippo photos would have done better.
Well, when you're young.
I'm glad you're still friends.
Yeah, that's nice. I'm sure she's a lovely girl.
And I'm sure she has less hippos on display in her apartment now as an adult.
Not a single Marilyn thing in my house now.
Adrian, your college roommate experience, tell us about it. Was it good? Not so good?
Oh, they were amazing. And this is my favorite story to tell about him. He has the greatest charisma in the world. Somehow, in our freshman year, he talked seniors at a house party into giving him control of the keg. So he became the service guy for the entire party. Instead of paying for a cup, he just took free sips after giving it to others. The problem with that is it's October, and the first signs of infection start getting around. We wake up by Sunday, and he finds out from the doctor he has mono and strep throat at the same time.
And if you weren't in college of that age at that moment and had that kind of alcohol content in your life, you'd be dead within a week. But after that, he was fine. Shot of antibiotics, and we're back.
That mono thing gets
that
around
was the
fast.
The walking science experiment, right? Yes. They like write about He is now a pediatrician.
Oh.
Dr. Dan, who had mono and strep, is now helping the children of the future.
That's nice.
Dr. Dan is making different choices in his life nowadays.
I wish I had a best friend that was a pediatrician. It would save me so many headaches. Yeah. Even though we have 2.5 months, they're everywhere. And the big question is, where do you store yours?
Home Depot's iconic giant 12-foot skeleton will return. This year, he has friends, 5-foot-tall skeleton dogs and cats.
I kind of want the dogs and the cats to be taller, just 5 feet. I'm 5 feet. I want them to be like 50 feet.
I mean, every single year when this stuff comes out, and everybody comes out with their own big one now at this point, whether it's 12, 15, 20 feet tall or whatever, everybody's got one, whether it's the jack-o'-lantern head guy or the skeletons or whatever. And my wife gets so charged up about them every year. My shed is already overflowing. There's no way that I have any room for these things in my life.
I am so curious because I actually have a shed now that's pretty empty.
Yeah.
And I've said to my husband, I go, we can finally get one of these things. And, we can put it. We have a pond in our front yard.
Yeah.
Well, right now it's completely empty because it's
been dry. Right.
Yeah, it's summer. Right? So I said, this would be a perfect time because it's not just Home Depot.
Yeah.
All the places have
Costco's got one. Sam's Club. Everybody
just
has one.
I got a text from one of my best girlfriends, and she's like, I don't have a Costco membership. Can you buy me one of those giant heads that are coming out of the ground, the skeletons?
Literally every chain or big box store is coming out with one.
Right. And I went to my local Costco, and they didn't have them. And now I have to go like on a mission. I'm like, it is August, and I am on a mission for Halloween stuff. But I said to him, I go, we've got the room. We can finally get these giant things. And he said, no. He said, I had not.
Bravo, Paul.
He's like,
job.
We are not doing this. We are not going to be those people. And then I was like, well, what if you don't have an empty shed? What if you don't have a garage that can house a 12-foot thing. Yeah. Where do you keep yours?
What do you do with these things? There was a guy that, it's not a neighbor of mine, but you get off my highway exit and you drive to my house. It's maybe a mile and a half off the road or whatever. And he had two giant skeletons in the front yard. And last year he had them up. And then he put the Santa hats on him for Christmas time.
Yep.
Then he took them down Memorial Day. I'm not sure if they're still going to be there this year. I'm not sure if he pulls them back up because he kept them up literally for like 9 months.
Yeah, we asked on our Facebook page over the weekend. We said, where do you store your 12-foot tall skeleton?
Yeah.
And a couple people said that they do the Easter bunnies in the basket for the Easter holiday.
Sure.
They do the Santa hat for Christmas. They just keep that skeleton up year round.
I mean, do you want that? It's like bringing in a full grown tree. Do you just want to place something random like that? And it can't look that good after a couple seasons out there.
Angela says that that's what the storage places are for. You got to buy and pay for a storage unit for your 12-foot tall skeleton.
I have a storage unit. It is $400 a month.
No.
You don't want that.
Oh,
you don't want to pay that.
I will rent you my shed
right.
for $60 a month.
Thank you.
For the first time in 15 years, there may not be a song of the summer.
Oh, my gosh.
What will we do?
Forsake us. What will we do? Why not?
Since 2010, Billboard has named a song of the summer, and it has a lot to do with how a song performs between Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Yeah, that makes sense, how it charts, right?
And this is the first year that it isn't a hot contested race, and there's no clear winner or clear songs that everybody's singing, and it's not on Google Trends and all of that. Now, what I thought we would do is we would take a trip back, because when I tell you what the closest song is, you're going to be disappointed.
Okay, I have a couple guesses, but all right.
All right, so let's get in the time machine. Everybody climb in, put your seatbelt on.
I love the time machine.
Yep, we're in the time machine.
Hands inside till the ride comes to a complete stop.
Let's go over some of the highlights from the last 10 years of Song of the Summer.
10 years?
Yeah, 2015 was...
Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
I remember that.
She is always right there.
It was a big one.
Yeah, that's Omi, Cheerleader. That was super fun. And they came out of nowhere. That guy came, had his one hit wonder, and now he's gone back to wherever he was.
Bye.
Then 2017, huge.
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído.
It was huge. Justin Bieber, Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, the whole crew there, right?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, you hear these, you're like, oh, yeah, no, those were bangers. Yeah, those are big. And then 2019. Lil Nas X, it was like nothing we'd ever seen before.
And it brought Billy Ray Cyrus back from the dead.
Right, then he went right back. right afterwards.
No, he's with Elizabeth Hurley now. He's doing okay.
And then 2023 was the resurgence of all the country.
I know that last night we lit the liquor talk.
It's amazing. I don't think of that song as 2 years old.
Right.
Wow. It's still a big song.
Of course it is.
Wow.
And speaking of still a big song, last year's Song of the Summer, big too.
There's a party downtown near 50.
Huge.
Everybody at the bar.
Still, I think of that as this year, too.
Yeah, that's Shaboozy. That was last year's Song of the Summer.
I mean, that tells you how big a song has to be, though, when you think about it still coming from this year, because I would have some guesses for this year. None of them are as big as those.
Okay, so exactly. Yeah. Now, I thought at the beginning of the summer, when Sabrina Carpenter started putting out that Man Child, her new song, I was like, this is going to be once again the summer of Sabrina.
It's not hitting like the last album.
No, it's not. And I was surprised at how not as good as it's doing. What do you think is the number one song right now to be the Song of the Summer?
I mean, I would have two guesses. You said it was a downer, so the hint tells me that it's not my first guess, which would be Morgan Wallen, Post Malone. I had some help. I would have thought that would have been huge.
That was actually considered one of last year's contenders.
See, tells you
it's
again
a year.
How long it went.
Yep.
Right, and the new stuff hasn't caught on quite as big with Tate McRae. I would say Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather would be my guess.
That was last year's contender too, Raven.
Wow.
You're just living a year in history, I guess I am.
What is it?
Right now, this is considered the song of 2025, Song of the Summer. And it's a good song, but really?
It's a good
song.
It's Alex Warren.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great song. It's catchy. But Song of the Summer?
It doesn't make you feel vibey.
That
right?
doesn't like, have like the legs.
To the beach, let's party.
In 2 years, are we going to play that song? We're going to be like, oh, yeah, that was that. Yeah, that summer was great.
Look at you just tearing on his career. I mean, no, we might. It just doesn't make you think of going to the beach or down a roller coaster, I guess.
They're saying because of streaming and algorithms and the way that things are pushed out, we don't listen the way that we used to anymore, which doesn't make the hits like we should. I think you just need some new albums. Like, everybody get to work. Let's go.
I thought it would have been that mystical, magical, but...
That Benson Boone song is good.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Nope.
One of the most nerve-wracking things about going away to college as students get ready to go back over the next couple of weeks is meeting your roommate for the very first time.
Who you cohabitate with, it depends a lot on how your day is going to go, not to mention your entire year, right?
Yes, our boss's daughter, Maddie's here. Maddie, where are you getting ready to go to school?
I'm going to Providence College, and I leave on August 28th.
Okay. Tell me about the roommate process. Did you do the new thing with the Instagram, or did you do the... What did you do?
So every college, they have an Instagram page that's like, for me, it's Providence College, class of 2029. There's a bunch for every different college. And what I did is I went through and saw everyone's biographies and their pictures, and then I would just randomly DM them. There was this one girl, we just talked, we had a lot of things in common, and now she became one of my roommates. And then I had just been DMing this other girl, and I was like, do you have a roommate yet? Because me and my roommate are looking for a third. And then she joined, and...
That's so exciting, but weird.
Right?
It is a cool process to do it that way versus, you know, just randomly getting assigned.
Right. And some of my friends are doing random, and then they get stuck with people that they just don't have anything in common with. And it's like, what do you do in that situation?
Could be good, could be bad.
What are the questions that you ask when you DM that you know that these people are normal and not weirdos?
Obviously you start off like, what made you excited about going to Providence? What's your major? And then I get into, like, I start talking about my high school. What I did was I talked about clubs and after school activities I did, sports, whatever. Then I got into TVs and movies. I mean,
good. That's
you don't
a good
really,
gauge.
You can't really see if someone's like a true weirdo from that.
Yes.
If they kind of are vibing with you on that level, I think you can be like, okay.
On movies, whether or not you think a good movie is good, the same movies that I think are good are great movies, and whether or not you think they're bad, or if you have terrible, like, favorite movies, like, that would definitely be a red flag.
A red flag.
Yeah, because I'd be like, this person has no sense whatsoever.
Yes, exactly. And then I talk about, like, vacations, if they have siblings, if they have any other hobbies that they like to do.
It's like you're dating, but you're dating for a roommate.
It's literally like you're on like Tinder or something, I swear. And then I'm like, can I have your Snapchat? And it's kind of awkward because I'm like, I feel like I'm just trying to like slide into their DMs or something and be weird, but I'm not. I'm just trying to make...
So when you got the first roommate, it sounds like you had a real interview with the first roommate, but the second roommate, were you just like, we need another person?
Well,
it was quicker?
Well, I mean... Kind of, yeah, I would say, but I did talk to her. I talked to her, actually, the second one, more about movies and TV shows and songs. The first one was kind of just more about our life and day-to-day, and then eventually we got into the other things that we like, and then I was like, well, do you want to be my roommate? So,
It's like, do you want to marry me? Do you want to be my roommate?
You want to be
it's
my
a
best
hard
friend?
Question to ask. I get really scared that they're going to say no. And I'm like, yikes. But she said yes.
Oh, good.
That rejection would be hurtful. Right? And then you see them on campus, right? You're walking by and they're like, oh, there's them with their other cooler roommates.
I mean, the cool part is that you could walk in. Those could be your best friends for life. You know?
That's kind of like interesting to think about. Whenever I talk to these people, I think in my head, I'm like, maybe I'll be friends with them forever, which is so weird. But... It's also cool at the same time.
I mean, me and my college roommate are so close. We do summer vacations with our kids together, like to this day. You know, it's amazing. And we didn't do that. We just showed up in a room and we were put together and ta-da, and it worked out.
I think stepping into college, like, it's a good place to not have that separation that you have in high school anymore, I think. People get to know each other, like, reintroduce themselves on who they are. So I like to break the stigma of being cliquey.
1-800-330-9999. Your college roommate story. What happened when you were going to school? College students getting ready to go back to school and meet roommates for the first time. What happened when you met your roommate? 1-800-330-9999. Lisa.
She slept with my boyfriend over Christmas break.
Oh, God.
That's dirty.
How do you move back in when they betray you like that?
I didn't talk to her all second semester. And it was exactly like you were talking about, Raven. Like, first couple weeks of school, we, like, had so much fun together. We went everywhere together, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden she did this, and it was just over. She was dead to me.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah. That's terrible, huh? And what's he doing still wandering around and coming by your dorm when it's Christmas break and you're at home? Dirtbag.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, I must have left something here. Oh, you did, didn't you?
I forgot how shady people get in college.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Lisa. That stinks.
Yeah, that's dirty.
Love you.
Hey, Nicole, what's your roommate's story?
Well, it's not my story. My best friend, her daughter, she had a roommate that would strip naked every time she came in the room, and she refused to put clothes back on no matter what was going on.
Oh, gosh.
I had a guy that was always in his boxers. A roommate that was always in his boxers. And he would be like, they're just shorts. And I'd be like, they're not shorts, man. They're not shorts. Yeah. You know, I mean, listen, I've been in plenty of locker rooms, but this is like, you're going to sit on the couch and the chairs. Like, put some clothes on.
I don't remember how I used to get changed when my roommate was in the room.
Yeah.
How do I not remember? I probably went to the bathroom and would change in the bathroom all the time.
Yeah, maybe.
Leah, tell us about your first college roommate.
So I love my college roommate. She got in trouble with campus police because in our dining hall, we had all this fake fruit. And she would just like, every time she goes, she'd just like take a fake apple. So then campus police came to her class and like arrested her. She was fine. She had to just write a letter of why she couldn't steal fake fruit from the dining hall anymore. But
all right.
I mean, coming to class. Wow, that's bold.
Yeah, no, it was kind of crazy.
We went through a period. My sorority went through a period where we'd steal staplers everywhere we went. If there was a stapler, it was going to end up in our house. Had to have like 60 staplers at one point.
Definitely. I mean, just in case. Right.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I love it. Brian, tell us about your first college roommate. Was it good? Was it bad?
So my first college roommate was like a mystery box because I never knew what I was going to get with him. Every so often, I would get things like I would be falling asleep on my bed, and then I'd be woken up at like 2 a.m. because I heard crying, and I'm like, what? And I look, and he's just watching a live birth on his phone.
What?
And then he'd like look at me and is like, hey, man, you want to see this? It's kind of intense. I'm like, no, please put it in earphones. Another time, got woken up at like 8 a.m. to his mom just coming into our dorm room. And I don't sleep with a shirt on. So I'm like pulling my sheets up. I'm like, hello, who are you? She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just here to collect my son's laundry. He's out for the weekend. And yeah. And at one point, his little brother was in our shower. Eventually, I had to have a conversation with him because he was like, really nice, but he just pulled this like and not tell us at all.
What a weird situation to be in.
That's the craziest stuff I ever heard. All right. I'd be like, dude, your mom can't show up here. That's not going to work for me. I'm sorry.
Danielle fist fought one of her first roommates.
What?
Her roommate was from France. They did not get along. And they ended up getting in a fist fight.
Nice.
And she got the room. And she ended up having a single for the rest of the year. And she was so excited. But yeah, it was the first person and only person she ever like punched.
Well, hopefully those that are headed off are going to have a different experience.
She says she's to wash her socks in her coffee mug.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is horrendous.
Can you imagine?
What couple?
At 28, he's still exactly the same.
I get what she's saying, and I mean, I'm not proud of it or anything.
One problem.
Marty is just one of those really picky eaters.
You decide the outcome.
I mean, I'm not going to not go out to eat with my husband, but I guess I don't really have a choice, so.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just have to decide who's right. Couples Court is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BETTERHELP.com/Anna and Raven. Rich and Jalen. Jalen, what's going on?
Okay. So about a year ago, Rich's boss told him that there's a good chance that he had to relocate out of state for his position. We just figured, you know, we'll figure it out when it happens. But now it's happening, and I don't want to move. I want him to quit his job and find something else. But he's saying that, you know, instead of quitting, he can just get an apartment out there and we'll make it work. I don't want to make this work like that. We have children.
Okay. Rich, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, like, I, you know, my boss brought it up before, but, you know, I thought I had a little bit more time. But, You know, unfortunately, things happened, and this is kind of where we are now, you know. So I'm just trying to figure out a way to make it work, to be able to be there with my family, to still be able to provide, you know, because I don't want to put myself in a position where I'm trying to look for a job in this job market because it's not doing well, right? So I think it'd be a big mistake for me to just quit my job and then try to figure something out, you know? It just makes sense to stay with something steady until we find something else.
So you would want to move, go wherever the job is taking you out of state, leave your wife and your kids behind, and then look for a new job while you're living wherever you're going to be.
Yeah, because it's just temporary, right? Like, of course, I don't want to leave them and you know, anytime that I can bring them with me, of course, I want them to come. But right now, you know, we have bills that we have to pay. Our kids need stuff. You know, she needs things. So I think it's only, you know, right if we deal with logic and not emotion to figure it out in the meantime.
So, Jalen, you're not interested in moving at all then, right? You don't want to move the kids? Like, the family stays where you guys are, basically.
No, I mean, we have our whole life set up here. I'm like, yeah. We have a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old. And I know everyone knows about, like, the terrible 2s, but, like, what about the terrible 5s? Like, I need help. I can't have him away from me at his own apartment, mind you, while I'm struggling with the children.
Yeah, but you need money, too, right? So that's a real thing. Yeah, I don't know. Tough situation, right? I mean, if the math is logical, I might look to do the same thing, you know, at the first drop, right? Because, I mean, if you look at the big picture, you say to yourself, 3 to 6 months, right? That's really nothing when you look at a lifetime. On the other hand, boy, you put together a couple real tough days with your kids, right? And your partner not being there, and that's really hard, too.
It's better for the family if he just quits his job, stays here, and finds something new.
I know. So what do you do? Do you quit and just roll the dice and try to find a new job? Or do you go and you could end up being there for who knows how long?
I don't know. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
What if your husband's job was not where you lived? Rich and Jalen, so what's going on with them? Rich knew for a long time that this was coming, that his company was relocating and he would have to move. But it's a good job. So now that the time has actually come, he's like, well, I guess I just go there and then I come home when I can and I look for another job. But Jalen, his wife, is not on board with that.
Yeah, she says, listen, we got a 5-year-old. I think it was a 2-year-old or something. She said, there's a lot going on at the house. I need him here. We knew this was going to happen. He should just quit his job and find something else when he can here at the house. Better for him to be here helping me. But he says, listen, there's no way that makes sense. I need to keep the income coming in here. Yes, my boss had warned me, but we thought we were going to have more time. Now here it is. Let me go there and I'll find a job while I'm there, but still working.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Jason, whose side are you on?
He got an opportunity to get a new job, but he'd have to be away from his family for 3 to 6 months, possibly.
Correct.
That's a tough one. Little babies, but if he's thinking about the future, I can understand her. I mean, as long as he can call, can he come home on every other weekend to check? I don't, you know, we need more details. Is it a straight 3 months?
Mm.
But if he's doing stuff to make the family in a better position and he can come home every couple of weeks, I don't see nothing wrong with it, but is coming home going to take the extra money he would actually make by going away from
him? Right. Yeah, thanks for the call, Jason.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. You knew eventually that your job was going to relocate you, but it's a good job and you figured you would deal with it when the time comes. Well, the time has come. And Rich says, here's what we're going to do, Jalen. I'm going to move, go do my job, and I'll look for a new job. And then eventually, when I find something closer to home, I'll move back.
I mean, you make it sound like he's not doing it with any sort of priority. He says he's already begun looking. It's going to take a little bit of time. He's going to go to this new place. He'll work there for a moment, get a monthly lease if he has to, and then turn around and get a new gig. And as soon as he's got that, he'll come back home.
But his wife, Jalen, is certainly not on board. And she says, we have young children. You're just going to move away from the family while you look for a new job. You quit the job and we'll figure it out until you find something new. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Stacey, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. My dad traveled a lot when we were younger, and my mom had six of us. And on weekends, my dad would come home. My mom, he would tell my mom, you've got the weekend. My dad would be responsible for all six of us, make the meals, do the whole bit. But it worked because, obviously, he had a job that required him to sometimes be away Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday. And so it's a job. And in this market, you got to do that.
Thank you so much, Stacey.
Yeah, understanding plays in a lot to this, right? Because if you've got a partner who's willing, it makes all the difference. And if you don't, it's very difficult.
Hey, Mario, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
Kind of have a little misunderstanding in the system, because if it goes to say, like, if they live in an apartment, then they should all just go where he's going. But if they own a house, then it could be to understanding that they're already settled, and it should be that he should find another job over at where they have the house.
Hi, Ann and Raven. What do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. I mean, that's not a marriage to be taken off and just saying, we'll get together when we get together. He should have been looking harder, and I think, and he should just take time off now and look for the job. He should have confidence in himself that he can find a job, and they can be a real family.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jalen, our audience agreed with you today. It may be too much strain on the family, and I know, Rich, how difficult it must be to leave a job where it's the way you're supporting your family, and it's not an easy market to find something new. But you never know. Maybe if you talk to your boss and say, I'm going to have to leave, but can I give you a couple months' notice while I look for something else? It'll give you that time in between to find something.
Mm. Yeah, I think, like, he has other options. I don't think he has to leave the family for who knows how long just to support us. I think there's other ways that he can support us.
I hope that's the way it goes. Rich, I understand that you got some anxiety about that.
Yeah, but, I mean, again, I understand where she's coming from, and I'm just trying to keep her happy and make sure that, you know, she knows she's safe and secure, but we'll work through it.
Okay. If you have a problem, too, send an email at couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $4,000 thanks to T-Mobile. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more. All right, Sheena, you ready to do this today?
Hey, I'm ready.
All right, no pressure, but Raven goes on vacation tomorrow for the rest of the week. So if you don't win, that means we have to wait all the way till next Monday, okay?
Okay, no pressure, though. I got it. I'm on it.
All right, can you please ask him to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck. 4,000.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's wait for that door to close. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. Shayna, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven, okay?
Okay.
Number one, the much anticipated Freaky Friday sequel is now out in theaters. What is it called?
Freakier Friday.
Number two, Selena Gomez says that gaining Taylor Swift as a best friend was the best thing to come out of the breakups they both had with which brothers?
Kelsey's.
Number three, Aubrey Plaza will star as Heidi Fleiss in a biopic. Heidi Fleiss is famously known as the Hollywood what?
I don't know.
Number four, the search is on for a puppy to play Air Bud in Air Bud Returns. What kind of dog is Air Bud?
A golden retriever.
And number five, South Park is back with huge ratings. The Comedy Central Paramount Plus show has 6 million viewers. Which character says, respect my authority?
Cartman.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo!
3 out of 5 for
Not
Shayna.
Great. Not terrible. It's the I do a lot of money.
Number one, the much-anticipated Freaky Friday sequel is now out in theaters. Yep. What's it called?
Freakier Friday.
That's right.
I heard it's pretty good. It came in second this past weekend.
Number two, Selena Gomez says that gaining Taylor Swift as a best friend was the best thing to come out of the breakups they both had with which brothers?
The Jonas Brothers.
That's right. Selena dated Nick. Taylor dated Joe. Number three, Aubrey Plaza will star as Heidi Fleiss in a biopic. Heidi Fleiss is famously known as the Hollywood what?
She was the Hollywood madam.
That's
right. I met her randomly in a parking lot in West Hollywood one time when I lived in Los Angeles.
Heidi Fleiss?
I did. She piled out of 2 Mercedes G-Wagons. her and a bunch of imposing looking dudes. It was right after the stuff with Charlie Sheen broke. And Aubrey Plaza, perfect pick for that, by the way. Just finished watching her in White Lotus season 2.
Yeah, she's great. Number 4, the search is on for a puppy to play Air Bud in Air Bud Returns. What kind of dog is Air Bud?
Golden Retriever.
That's right. And number 5, South Park is back with huge ratings. The Comedy Central Paramount Plus show now has 6 million viewers.
Wow.
Which character says, respect my authority?
That would be Cartman.
That's right. All right, Shayna, 5-3 today. That gets you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Oh, thank you. This is Shayna, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $4,100 next week, Anna.
All right, hold on, Shayna. And that's right. Raven is going to be gone the rest of the week. So if you want to sign up to play when he's back for $4,100 next Monday, head to annaandraven.com. Sign up there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.